This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today at the White House, about 100 college presidents will meet with President Obama to discuss ways they can enroll more low-income minority students. The goal is to help them graduate on time with little student loan debt. From the Higher Education Desk at WGBH in Boston, Kirk Carapeza reports on one group who's taking a hands-on approach.
So we have to edit your Endicott essay, right?
Here at a youth organization in Boston's Jamaica Plain neighborhood, senior Joletis Gonzalez is getting help from her mentor as she wraps up her college applications.
She's the one, she's like, texts me, do this, do that, have you talked to this person, have you talked to that person? So it's very good.
And that's what many first-generation students need, a mentor to help write college essays and fill out financial aid forms. Molly Corbett-Broad says it's one of many ideas expected to come up at the White House today. She's president of the American Council on Education, but Broad is very skeptical about President Obama's plan to have the government link minority graduation rates to the amount of federal financial aid colleges get.
It is very hard for us to imagine that there would be a handful of metrics that could then be used to rank institutions.
Still, Brad says today's meeting is not just a dog and pony show. College presidents will spend the entire day at the White House discussing how to get more low-income students to graduation day. In Boston, I'm Kirk Carapeza for Marketplace.